And welcome to Wednesday on Fesco in the Morning. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco with you until 10 o'clock this morning. You know what that means? Way back Wednesday, you send in a request. You put your name. You have to put your name.
Have to put your name on it. You got to put your name on that, right?
Those are the rules.
Is this Michael McDonald or is this a actual good song?
No, this is brother Ronald.
Yeah.
Matt, go ahead. Let the people know who this is and how we started the show.
Well, this is my own because I started the show myself. All so right. This is Regulate.
Right.
The
Regulators. Yeah, it's not the Michael McDonald version of Regulate, right?
No. Good.
Yeah, because I figured Janae already texted in and wanted to get Michael McDonald through the cracks at this point in time. But no, as Dusty said, way back Wednesday, you text in the songs and we'll get you going. Hopefully Detroit Derek knows what day of the week it is today and he can get his request in and dedication because he thought yesterday was Wednesday. There's nothing worse, Dustman, than being a day ahead, right? And thinking it's a Thursday when it's a Wednesday or a Wednesday when it's a Tuesday. It's better to wake up on a Wednesday thinking it's a Tuesday than waking up on a Wednesday thinking it's a Thursday.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Yes, you have.
Not, yeah, or, yeah, I guess that's probably it.
Yeah, yes, that's it, yeah.
Like, when we were talking about worst things ever, we were talking about it last, or what was it, Monday, when you wake up 2 minutes before your alarm clock.
It's terrible,
like, yeah. Dude, it feels like you woke up like an entire, I don't know. And then there's nothing better, like we were talking about the flip side of that, there's nothing better than when you wake up and you're like, all right, because we all do this where you like tap the, you know, whatever, at least my watch when it's charging, all I got to do is like tap the table and it shows you the time.
Sure.
And I'm like, it's probably, I'll do that, I'm just a weird person, but I'll be like, I'm going to guess it's probably like 4:30,
right.
I'll look over.
You're a gambler,
like,
what do you mean? This is what we do.
I'll look at it and it'll be like 1:15, I'm like,
yeah, but then you never really get back to good sleep at that point in time. You know, you just don't really get that great sleep feeling and whatnot. So you might as well at that point in time get up and be about your day because you're going to go back to sleep and then you're going to wake up with that groggy like feeling and it just sucks.
How did I wake up?
Terrible feeling to have. So it is a Wednesday. It is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wednesday.
So you've got the opportunity to text in your songs and we'll get to them throughout the day today. Dustman, how'd you guys do at the NCAA 25 challenge that took place yesterday down at Hy-Vee Arena? Did you come home with the trophy, Mac or Dustin?
Yeah, Dusty, you start. How'd you do,
Dusty? Was there some controversy down there yesterday? Did Specter screw something up? Probably
nope.
Did. Odds are pretty good he did. No.
He had a lot of good support down there from all the people that were involved. It was a fun event. It was good. It's always great to listen to or to like meet your listeners.
Absolutely.
Like I got to meet Casey Kurt.
Nice
guy. Mm-hmm. Basically telling me like how he listens, like drives in a truck all day. I was like, that's
our guy right there.
You're the ones keeping us
alive.
Keep fighting
the good fight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no doubt. And better than I thought. So from what I was told is that like passing was tough and that stopping the run was tough.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop the run. Mm-hmm. Like I looked like the Chiefs trying to tackle Terrell Davis with Vaseline on his jersey. True story.
Right.
Go to look it up if you ever want to find a story. Really happened. And the other thing is I learned how to pass pretty quickly. I played with Colorado.
Right.
Was down 16-0.
I saw some jackass on Twitter named Dirt Nut or something like that was criticizing you wearing a Colorado jersey. Like the stuff like if you go by like Dirt Nut on Twitter, you got some other issues that you need to deal with, both real and fake.
I think it's Bob's not far. I think it was Dirt Turd.
Dirt Turd, that's what it was.
Yeah, dirt turd
on Twitter. Right. So you're going by Dirt Turd and then you're out here criticizing others, and you probably think it's funny, but like at the end of the day, I do. I was having a conversation with my friend last night about trolls on Twitter because she like does a travel blog and she's like, I got this troll guy. I'm like, well, just ignore the person, right? What's the big deal? But we started kind of talking about it, and you get to the point where like you feel bad. Like Dirt Turd probably doesn't have much going on in his life, right? Like he probably
100%.
Doesn't have friends and a lot of family that claim him or anything like that. And so he gets his jollies by, you know, mocking you and other people on social media. Like that makes him feel better, and that's really a pathetic existence. Quite honestly, if you ask me, like you're on social media taking joy and getting your day excited and started the right way by mocking somebody else. I thought it was pretty cool. You had a Colorado hoodie on it. Like, I love it. Like, I've told people, man, like, without Deion Sanders involved in college football the way that he is now as the head coach of Colorado,
right.
I don't know that I'm back as a college football fan. Like, Deion got me back to being a college football fan because I was, like, intrigued and curious as to what was going on. And so you're sitting there playing with Colorado, wearing that Colorado polo and
well, that's
hoodie.
What we did.
Right? You wear your team's colors, right? And you got Dirt Turd out there going, I don't understand why you're wearing we're in a Colorado. Well, hey, dirt turd, why don't you go find a friend, okay? Okay, find a friend.
Well, Spec set me up for failure because he tweets and says, Coach Prime, a.k.a. Dusty Likens, a.k.a. Paul Skeens,
yep,
rolling with the Buffs. Dirt, verified, by himself, because that's the way it goes.
Right.
Imagine having a Colorado hoodie with Prime on it. Ultimate, I can't say the word, but it rhymes with ducking.
Right.
And then it says, also looks nothing like skiing. I just responded, the hell did I do to this guy?
Yeah, well, his name is Dirt Turd. You didn't do anything to him. He's done it to himself, my so man. Great. He's done it to himself. He's a miserable human. There's no other way to put it.
So I lose. I tie the game 16-16. And then KC Kurt figures out I can't stop the run, and it's just
run, quarterback sneak.
I made it to 1:47 left in the game.
Yeah.
So I didn't get skunked. I didn't get completely embarrassed, but I got beat. I played my game. I supported, and then I was out.
And then you were out, and then you bounced. And so
then it just got real nerdy for me. You got guys like cheering like they're like Sean McVay. They needed like sideline guys to pull them back.
But yeah, sure.
No, Mac much better than I was. And the first thing I knew, Mac was so much younger than I was, a video game guy, because right when the game starts, he goes, oh, God. And everyone's like, what? He goes, I wasn't able to get my playbook.
God, did you choose the right playbook? It screwed me over.
Damn it, man. I really like you, man.
Gaming nerd out there, which is fine, man. I mean, to each their own. You love what you love, right? And that's fine. I have no issue with that. How'd you do? Did you win the whole damn thing or not?
Well, the playbook did affect me. Yeah, I will say, Dusty, first play of the game, pick six in the first game. But I was able to rally the troops, get in the sideline, calm them down.
He rallied the troops.
I did.
I like it.
26-21. I think I won the first game. First event for me, meeting the listeners. You know, obviously new guy here, so super cool to meet everyone in person. Just say what's up and kind of hear when they listen to us, like Dusty was saying, and what they do. Yeah, a bunch of drivers, Amazon. Yeah, a bunch of big truck drivers.
Some guy told us he had to take 10 trips off his FedEx truck.
Oh yeah,
so he could be good there
for
yesterday.
Him. Priorities,
like, awesome.
Man.
Hell yeah!
What awesome. Is FedEx doing for you, sick. Man? Right. I mean, I understand they're your employer, but you know what? In this day and age, you got to think of yourself. And so I like the fact that he went out there and did that. That's awesome, man. You know what? Stick it to the man.
Absolutely.
And if I don't get my package today, so what? I can wait another day. It's just a pair of shoes or something like that. It's not a lot of stuff that everybody needs. So I'm glad everybody had a good time yesterday. And
level up arena thing,
it was great.
Have some fun with NCAA 25, and there you go. And then we move on. Salt Lake City just got the 2034 Olympics like 30 minutes ago. They were just awarded with that in Paris.
That's
so congratulations
to
Salt Lake City. They're all of a sudden becoming a sports hotbed. They got a hockey team. The Utah hockey team is going to be playing there, and now they've got the 2034 Olympics coming your way really, really fast. And so that's the breaking news this morning. We don't get a lot of breaking news in the morning, especially at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
so,
why'd they drop that now?
Well, because they're in Paris, and that's 7 hours difference there. So you add 7 to 6, it's 13. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon
Paris.
Big announcement before the Snoop Dogg comes in and lights the flame.
What flame is he lighting?
I don't know. That was the story. Like Snoop Dogg's carrying the flame, and everyone's like, "Yeah, he's been doing that for about 40 years now." Like, what are we talking about here? You know, with Snoop Dogg carrying the flame, but no, he's carrying he's going to be one of the final Olympic torchbearers on Friday.
Right.
That's going to kind of run into La Stadia de Paris and kind of light that light the flame to get the Olympic Games going. So, that's the breaking news, Dust, man.
Yeah, and then there's also, is Paris just great? Like, you'll see this go viral throughout the day because, obviously, they're so far ahead of us or behind us. But they did the shot of the Eiffel Tower. Have you seen this yet? And they have the Olympic rings, the five, and in the middle of the ring is a full moon.
Oh, I like that. I've not seen that picture. Oh, that's bad, man. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Let that be the theme picture of the entire Olympics.
No, that's pretty cool, right?
I'm sure, and I wondered about this, too. I know we're getting into this, and Friday, we're going to hammer Olympics. So you hate Olympics, which if you do, you're just not American.
Right. I'm excited for the Olympics.
I was talking about the Olympics with my buddy that we played golf with on Monday. I was like, we all enjoy the Olympics, right? And he was like, yeah, I think so. I was like, well, you unify as a nation, and you finally get out of your comfort zone of watching sports. Because, we can all agree, around these parts, it's like, give me football, give me baseball, give me basketball.
Right.
Then all of a sudden you're finding yourself Saturday at like 3 o'clock with your family.
Right.
And you're watching sand volleyball because the USA versus like Sweden.
Right.
And you're like, that's a good matchup. You're like, these guys are really good. You're like, they're playing in sand too.
Right.
I don't know what you've ever done it, but your calves are like on fire.
You ever play that sand volleyball down there in like Martin City or whatever?
Brutal.
I mean, it's insane, right? Yeah. It's not easy to play in any of that.
Yeah,
so.
they got a good little place out there too at what is it, Station 7. They're good people as well. Martin City.
Mm-hmm.
So like you watch that, you watch like all these different sports, and then all of a sudden you like watch basketball and you think to yourself, okay, kind of like this team. You might not watch the NBA.
Right.
I don't know a liquor thing about curling in the Winter Olympics.
But you watch.
But man, I'm cheering on the United States team scraping the hell out of that ice.
Yeah.
So we can dive into that as opening ceremonies are Friday night, but it is interesting how they announced that today.
Yeah.
So we know where the Olympics are in 10 years.
Right. Yeah, you got to give teams, you know, towns the opportunity to build things and, you know, build stadiums that'll never
and
be used again,
right?
That's
not far from here.
No, it really isn't,
if you wanted to go to the Olympics.
You can go. You can drive to Salt Lake City, just get in the car and go west, and you'll end up there on I-70, right?
I don't know if that's a bucket list item for anybody to, like, maybe see some sort of Olympic event.
You know, 100%. Is it for you, would you rather do winter or would you rather do the summer Olympics as a bucket list item? Right. I've always liked the events in the winter more.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they seem like cooler, but like I was telling somebody at the J the other day, I said, you know, my kids, you know, doing track in middle school has really got me like kind of hooked on track, right? Like watching the guys run the 100 is unbelievable.
Yeah,
like
incredible.
I mean, that's right. Like one of the most talented things that you could do is have that speed and run the 100 meter dash. I mean, these people are getting smoked, right? It's unbelievable how fast these dudes are. So like watching that would be pretty cool, but I like curling. I like the ski jumping.
Love
I like all that kind of stuff, you know, in the Olympics. Like, I love watching that stuff because there's no way I would even try to do anything like that, let alone even be good at anything like that. So I think for me, it's always been, I've always been kind of fascinated with the Winter Olympics because I love hockey as well. And it was always, you know, when I grew up, it was all about like people telling you stories about that 1980 hockey team. Mm-hmm. And so every 4 years there was Olympic hockey. You thought, oh, you can go back to 1980 and beat the Russians and do all this kind of stuff. We never did or anything like that. But you always kind of had that in the back of your mind. Like, could this be the next? And you're rooting for Team USA. I've always loved the Winter Olympics.
I've always just asked my dad when I was a kid how Russia was so good at the ski and shoot game.
Yeah.
He's like, we'll have that conversation in a little bit. I'm like, okay. I was like, they're really accurate and fast. He's like, yeah. Trust me, if we ever go to the battle with them, we're going to keep it over here.
Got to keep it over there. That's exactly right. So anyway.
Yeah, I dig the Olympics. They're fun.
So fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I think I'm summer, though. It's close, though. I think I'm summer.
Summer all day.
Summer all day?
Summer all day.
Yeah, the track, like you said. Also, I heard Sha'Carri Richardson. She runs the 100 meter 1 second slower than Usain Bolt did. She's
Holy
5 foot
cow.
One.
Wow.
Five, 6 foot four to 5 foot one.
Wow.
1 second slower.
That's gonna be insane. Yeah, that's gonna be wild, man. I love the track and field stuff. Not the track stuff. I don't need to see like Brutus throwing a discus or something like that.
Yeah,
but you know,
I'm not an extremist where I have to watch every single sport. But
right.
I mean, I watch enough to where I'll watch gymnastics. I'll watch
you
track,
watch all.
Swimming,
yeah. Right. Yeah.
Sand volleyball. Golf.
Breakdancing this year.
Right. Yeah, breakdancing's in this year. And I'm telling you what, judo's going to be the star of the show. Somebody else had said that to me the other day, too. I was talking to one of the guys at Jay. He goes, I hear judo's going to be big this year. I'm like, I heard the same thing.
You tighten your black belt, your rug.
Yeah.
Damn right it is.
Judo's going to be huge, man, because they're going to be fighting underneath that Olympic ring thing at the Eiffel Tower. It's going to be fantastic. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
And welcome to Wednesday on Fesco in the Morning. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco with you until 10 o'clock this morning. You know what that means? Way back Wednesday, you send in a request. You put your name. You have to put your name.
Have to put your name on it. You got to put your name on that, right?
Those are the rules.
Is this Michael McDonald or is this a actual good song?
No, this is Brother Ronald.
Yeah.
Matt, go ahead. Let the people know who this is and how we started the show.
Well, this is my own because I started the show myself.
All
so
right.
This is Regulate.
Yeah.
It's the Regulators.
Yeah, it's not the Michael McDonald version of Regulate, right?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good.
No.
Yeah, because I figured Janae already texted in and wanted to get Michael McDonald through the cracks at this point in time. But no, as Dusty said, way back Wednesday, you text in the songs and we'll get you going. Hopefully Detroit Derek knows what day of the week it is today and he can get his request in and dedication because he thought yesterday was Wednesday. There's nothing worse, Dustman, than being a day ahead, right? And thinking it's a Thursday when it's a Wednesday or a Wednesday when it's a Tuesday. It's better to wake up on a Wednesday thinking it's a Tuesday than waking up on a Wednesday thinking it's a Thursday.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Yes, you have.
Not, yeah, or Yeah, I guess that's probably it.
Yeah, yes, that's it. Yeah,
like when we were talking about worst things ever. We were talking about it last, or what was it, Monday, when you wake up 2 minutes before your alarm clock.
It's terrible.
Like, yeah, dude, it feels like you woke up like an entire, I don't know. And then there's nothing better. Like we were talking about the flip side of that. There's nothing better than when you wake up and you're like, all right, because we all do this where you like tap the, you know, whatever, make the, I don't know, my, at least my watch when it's charging, all you gotta do is like tap the table and it shows you the time.
Sure.
And I'm like, it's probably, I'll do that. I'm just a weird person, but I'll be like, I'm gonna guess it's probably like 4:30.
Right.
I'll look over.
You're a gambler.
Like,
what do you mean? Yeah, this is right? What we do.
That's what you
I'll
do.
Look at it and it'll be like 1:15. I'm like,
yeah, but then you never really get back to good sleep at that point in time. You know, you just don't really get that great sleep feeling and whatnot. So you might as well at that point in time get up and be about your day, because you're going to go back to sleep and then you're going to wake up with that groggy like feeling, and it just sucks.
How did I wake up?
Terrible feeling to have. Terrible feeling to have. So it is a Wednesday. It is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wednesday.
So you've got the opportunity to text in your songs, and we'll get to them throughout the day today. Desman, how'd you guys do at the NCAA 25 challenge that took place yesterday down at Hy-Vee Arena? Did you come home with the trophy, Mac or Dustin?
Yeah, Dusty, you start. How'd you do,
Dusty? Was there some controversy down there yesterday? Did Spectre screw something up? Probably
nope.
Did. Odds are pretty good he did. No.
He had a lot of good support down there from all the people that were involved. It was a fun event. It was good. It's always great to listen to or to like meet your listeners.
Absolutely.
I got to meet Casey Kurt.
Nice
guy. Mm-hmm. Basically telling me like how he listens, like drives in a truck all day. I was like, that's
our guy right there.
You're
man.
The ones keeping us
keep fighting
alive.
The good fight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no doubt. And better than I thought. So from what I was told is that like passing was tough and that stopping the run was tough.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop the run. Mm-hmm. Like I looked like the Chiefs trying to tackle Terrell Davis with Vaseline on his jersey. True story.
Right.
Go to look it up if you ever want to find a story. Really happened. And the other thing is I learned how to pass pretty quickly. I played with Colorado.
Right.
Was down 16-0.
I saw some jackass on Twitter named Dirt Nut or something like that was criticizing you wearing a Colorado jersey. Like the stuff like if you go by like Dirt Nut on Twitter, you got some other issues that you need to deal with, both real and fake.
I think it's Bob's not far. I think it was Dirt Turd.
Dirt Turd, that's what it was. Dirt Turd on Twitter. Right. So you're going by Dirt Turd and then you're out here criticizing others, and you probably think it's funny, but like at the end of the day, I do. I was having a conversation with my friend last night about trolls on Twitter, because she like does a travel blog, and she's like, I got this troll guy. I'm like, well, just ignore the person, right? What's the big deal? But we started kind of talking about it, and you get to the point where like you feel bad. Like Dirt Turd probably doesn't have much going on in his life, right? Like he probably 100%. Doesn't have friends and a lot of family that claim him or anything like that, and so he gets his jollies by, you know, mocking you and other people on social media. Like that makes him feel better, and that's really a pathetic existence, quite honestly, if you ask me. Like you're on social media taking joy and getting your day excited and started the right way by mocking somebody else. I thought it was pretty cool. You had a Colorado hoodie on it. Like, I love it. Like, I've told people, man, like, without Deion Sanders involved in college football the way that he is now as the head coach of Colorado,
right.
I don't know that I'm back as a college football fan. Like, Deion got me back to being a college football fan because I was like intrigued and curious as to what was going on. And so you're sitting there playing with Colorado, wearing that Colorado polo and
that's
hoodie,
what we did.
Right? You wear your team's colors, right? Yeah. And you got Dirt Turd out there going, I don't understand why you're wearing a Colorado. Well, hey, Dirt Turd, why don't you go find a friend? Okay. Okay. Find a friend.
Well, Spec set me up for failure because he's just he tweets and says Coach Prime, AKA Dusty Likens, AKA Paul Skeens, rolling with the Buffs. Dirt verified by himself, because that's the way it goes.
Right.
Imagine having a Colorado hoodie with Prime on it. Ultimate, I can't say the word, but it rhymes with ducking.
Right.
And then it says, also looks nothing like skiing. I just responded, the hell did I do to this guy?
Yeah, well, his name is Dirt Turd. You didn't do anything to him. He's done it to himself, my man.
Great.
He's
but
done
anyways,
it to himself. He's a miserable human.
So
there's no other way to
so
put it.
So I lose. I tie the game 16-16. And then KC Kurt figures out I can't stop the run, and it's just
run, quarterback sneak.
I made it to a minute 47 left in the game.
Yeah.
So I didn't get skunked. I didn't get completely embarrassed, but I got beat. I played my game. I supported, and then I was out.
And then you were out, and then you bounced. And so
then it just got real nerdy for me. You got guys like cheering like they're like Sean McVay. They needed like sideline guys to pull them back.
Yeah,
but
sure.
No, Mac much better than I was. And the first thing I knew, Mac was so much younger than I was, a video game guy, because right when the game starts, he goes, oh, God. And everyone's like, what? He goes, I wasn't able to get my playbook.
God, he changed the right playbook. It screwed me
like,
over.
Damn it, man. I really like you, man.
Gaming nerd out there, which is fine, man. To each their own. You love what you love, right? And that's fine. I have no issue with that. How'd you do? Did you win the whole damn thing or not?
Well, the playbook did affect me. Yeah, I will sure say, did, Dusty, first play of the game, pick six in the first game. But I was able to rally the troops, get in the sideline, calm them down. Ended up winning.
He rallied the troops.
I did.
Right?
Yeah. That's good. I like it. 26-21. I think I won the first game. But yeah, you know, first event for me meeting the listeners. You know, obviously new guy here, so super cool to meet everyone in person. Just say what's up and kind of hear when they listen to us, like Dusty was saying, and what they do. Yeah, a bunch of drivers, Amazon. Yeah, a bunch of big truck drivers.
Some
super
guy told
cool.
us he had to take 10 trips off his FedEx truck.
Oh yeah,
so he could be
good
there
for
yesterday.
Him. Priorities,
like,
man.
Like, hell yeah,
awesome.
Man.
How's FedEx doing for
it's
you,
sick.
Man? Right. I mean, I understand they're your employer, but you know what? In this day and age, you got to think of yourself. And so, I like the fact that he went out there and did that. That's awesome, man. You know what? Stick it to the man.
Absolutely.
And if I don't get my package today, so what? I can wait another day. It's just a pair of shoes or something like that. It's not a lot of stuff that everybody needs. So I'm glad everybody had a good time yesterday. And
Level
and
up arena
did their thing.
So,
and so.
Yeah, it was great.
Have some fun with NCAA 25, and there you go. And then we move on. Salt Lake City just got the 2034 Olympics like 30 minutes ago. They were just awarded with that in Paris.
That's
so congratulations
sick.
to Salt Lake City. They're all of a sudden becoming a sports hotbed. They got a hockey team. The Utah hockey team is going to be playing there. And now they've got the 2034 Olympics coming your way really, really fast. And so that's the breaking news this morning. We don't get a lot of breaking news in the morning, especially at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
so,
why'd they drop that now?
Well, because they're in Paris, and that's 7 hours difference there. So you add 7 to 6, it's 13. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Makes
in
sense.
Paris. Big announcement before the Snoop Dogg comes in and lights the flame.
What flame is he lighting?
I don't know. That was the story. Like Snoop Dogg's carrying the flame, and everyone's like, "Yeah, he's been doing that for about 40 years now." Like, what are we talking about here? You know, with Snoop Dogg carrying the flame, but no, he's carrying like he's going to be one of the final Olympic torchbearers on Friday.
Right.
That's going to kind of run into La Stadia de Paris and kind of light the flame to get the Olympic Games going. So that's the breaking news, Dust Man.
Yeah, and then there's also like, is Paris just great? Like, you'll see this go viral throughout the day because obviously they're so far ahead of us or behind us. But they did the shot of the Eiffel Tower. Have you seen this yet? And they have the Olympic rings, the five, and in the middle of the ring is a full moon.
Oh, I like that. I've not seen that picture. Oh, that's bad, man. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Let that be the theme picture of the entire Olympics.
No, like, that's pretty cool, right?
Like, I'm sure, and I wondered about this, too. I know we're getting into this, and Friday, we're going to hammer Olympics. So you hate Olympics, which if you do, you're just not American.
Right. Like, I'm excited for the Olympics.
I was talking about the Olympics with my buddy that we played golf with on Monday. I was like, we all enjoy the Olympics, right? And he was like, yeah, I think so. I was like, well, you unify as a nation, and you finally get out of your comfort zone of watching sports. Because, like, we can all agree, around these parts, it's like, give me football, give me baseball, give me basketball.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, you're finding yourself Saturday at, like, 3 o'clock with your family.
Right.
And you're watching sand volleyball because the USA versus, like, Sweden.
Right.
And you're like,
that's
oh, these guys.
Matchup.
You're like, these guys are really good. You're like, they're playing in sand, too.
Right.
I don't know what you've ever done it, but your calves are, like, on fire.
You ever play that sand volleyball down there in, like, Martin City or
dude,
whatever?
Brutal.
I mean, it's insane, right? Yeah. It's not easy to play in any of that.
Yeah,
so.
they got a good little place out there, too, at, what is it, Station 7. They're good people as well, Martin City.
Mm-hmm.
But so like you watch that, you watch like all these different sports, and then all of a sudden you like watch basketball and you think to yourself, okay, kind of like this team. You might not watch the NBA.
Right.
I don't know a liquor thing about curling in the Winter Olympics.
But you watch.
But man, I'm cheering on the United States team scraping the hell out of that ice.
Yeah.
So we can dive into that as opening ceremonies are Friday night, but it is interesting how they announce that today.
Yeah.
So we know where the Olympics are in 10 years.
Right. Yeah, you got to give teams, towns the opportunity to build things and, build stadiums that'll never
and
be
that's
used
not
again,
that
right?
Far from here.
No, it really isn't,
if you
man.
Wanted to go to the Olympics,
you can go. Yeah. You can drive to Salt Lake City, just get in the car and go west, and you'll end up there on I-70, right?
I don't know if that's a bucket list item for anybody to, like, maybe see some sort of Olympic event.
You know, 100%. Is it for you? Would you rather do winter or would you rather do the summer Olympics
summer,
as a bucket list? list item. I've always liked the events in the winter more. Yeah. I don't know. I think they seem like cooler. But like I was telling somebody at the J the other day, I said, you know, my kids, you know, doing track in middle school has really got me like kind of hooked on track, right? Like watching the guys run the 100 is unbelievable.
Yeah,
like
incredible. I
mean, that's like one of the most talented things that you could do is have that speed and run the 100 meter dash. I mean, you go, these people are getting smoked, right? It's unbelievable how fast these dudes are. So like watching that would be pretty cool. But I like curling. I like the ski jumping.
Love
I like
skiing,
all that kind
yeah.
of stuff, you know, in the Olympics. Like I love watching that stuff because there's no way I would even try to do anything like that, let alone even be good at anything like that. So I think for me, it's always been, I've always been kind of fascinated with the Winter Olympics because I love hockey as well. And it was always, you know, when I grew up, it was all about like people telling you stories about that 1980 hockey team. Mm-hmm. And so every 4 years there was Olympic hockey. You thought, oh, we're going to go back to 1980 and beat the Russians and do all this kind of stuff. We never did or anything like that. But you always kind of had that in the back of your mind. Like, could this be the next? And you're rooting for Team USA. I've always loved the Winter Olympics.
I've always just asked my dad when I was a kid how Russia was so good at the ski and shoot game.
Yeah.
He's like, we'll have that conversation in a little bit. I'm like, okay. I'm like, they're really accurate and fast. He's like, yeah. Trust me, if we ever go to the battle with them, we're going to keep it over here.
Got to keep it over there. That's exactly right. So anyway.
Yeah,
no,
I dig the Olympics. They're fun.
So fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I think I'm summer, though. It's close, though. I think I'm summer.
Summer all day.
Summer all day?
Summer all day.
Yeah, the track, like you said. Also, I heard Shikari Richardson. She runs the 100 meter 1 second slower than Usain Bolt did. She's
Holy
5 foot
cow.
One.
Wow. Wow.
6 foot four to 5 foot one.
Wow.
1 second slower.
That's going to be
insane.
Yeah, that's going to be wild, man. I love the track and field stuff. Not the track stuff. I don't need to see, like, you know, Brutus throwing a discus or something like that.
Yeah,
but, you know,
I'm not an extremist where I have to watch every single sport, but I mean, I watch enough to where I'll watch gymnastics, I'll watch
track, swimming, sand
volleyball, golf.
Breakdancing this year.
Right. Yeah, breakdancing's in this year. And I'm telling you what, judo's going to be the star of the show. Somebody else had said that to me the other day, too. I was talking to one of the guys at Jay. He goes, I hear judo's going to be big this year. I'm like, I heard the same thing.
You tighten your black belt and you're like, damn right it is.
Judo's going to be huge, man, because they're going to be fighting underneath that Olympic ring thing at the Eiffel Tower. It's going to be fantastic. Let's go, baby. Let's go.
And welcome to Wednesday on Fesco in the Morning. Mac Morey, Dusty Likens, Bob Fesco with you until 10 o'clock this morning. You know what that means? Way back Wednesday, you send in a request. You put your name. You have to put your name.
Have to put your name on it. Got to put your name on that, right?
Those are the rules.
Is this Michael McDonald or is this a actual good song?
No, this is Brother Ronald.
Yeah.
Matt, go ahead. Let the people know who this is and how we started the show.
Well, this is my own because I started the show myself.
All
so
right.
This is Regulate. It's the Regulators.
Yeah, it's not the Michael McDonald version of Regulate, right?
No.
Yeah, because I figured Janae already texted in and wanted to get Michael McDonald through the cracks at this point in time. But no, as Dusty said, way back Wednesday, you text in the songs and we'll get you going. Hopefully Detroit Derek knows what day of the week it is today and he can get his request in and dedication because he thought yesterday was Wednesday. There's nothing worse, Dustman, than being a day ahead, right? And thinking it's a Thursday when it's a Wednesday or a Wednesday when it's a Tuesday. It's better to wake up on a Wednesday thinking it's a Tuesday than waking up on a Wednesday thinking it's a Thursday.
I've gone cross-eyed.
Yes, you have.
I guess that's probably it.
Yeah, yes, that's it, yeah.
Like, when we were talking about worst things ever, we were talking about it last, or what was it, Monday, when you wake up 2 minutes before your alarm clock.
It's terrible,
and you're like, dude, it feels like you woke up like an entire, I don't know. And then there's nothing better, like we were talking about the flip side of that, there's nothing better than when you wake up and you're like, all right, because we all do this, where you like tap the, you know, whatever, my watch when it's charging, all I got to do is like tap the table and it shows you the time.
Sure.
And I'm like, it's probably, I'll do that, I'm just a weird person, but I'll be like, I'm going to guess it's probably like 4:30,
right?
I'll look over.
You're a gambler,
like,
what do you mean? This is what we do.
I'll look at it and it'll be like 1:15, I'm like,
But then you never really get back to good sleep at that point in time. You know, you just don't really get that great sleep feeling and whatnot. So you might as well at that point in time get up and be about your day because you're going to go back to sleep and then you're going to wake up with that groggy like feeling and it just sucks.
How did I wake up?
Terrible feeling to have. So it is a Wednesday. It is 6 o'clock in the morning.
Wednesday.
So you've got the opportunity to text in your songs and we'll get to them throughout the day today. Desman, how'd you guys do at the NCAA 24? 5 challenge that took place yesterday down at Hy-Vee Arena. Did you come home with the trophy, Mac or Dustin?
Yeah, Dusty, you start. How'd you do, Dusty?
Was there some controversy down there yesterday? Did Spectre screw something up? Probably nope. did. Odds are pretty good he did. No.
He had a lot of good support down there from all the people that were involved. It was a fun event. It was good. It's always great to listen to or to like meet your listeners.
Absolutely.
Like I got to meet Casey Kurt.
Nice
guy. Mm-hmm. Basically telling me like how he listens, like drives in a truck all day. I was like, that's
our guy right there.
You're the ones keeping us alive.
Keep fighting the good fight. Thank you very much.
Yeah, no doubt. And better than I thought. So from what I was told is that like passing was tough and that stopping the run was tough.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't stop the run. Mm-hmm. Like I looked like the Chiefs trying to tackle Terrell Davis with Vaseline on his jersey. True story.
Right.
Go to look it up if you ever want to find a story. Really happened. And the other thing is I learned how to pass pretty quickly. I played with Colorado.
Right.
Was down 16-0.
I saw some jackass on Twitter named Dirt Nut or something like that was criticizing you wearing a Colorado jersey. Like the stuff like if you go by like Dirt Nut on Twitter, you got some other issues that you need to deal with, both real and fake.
I think it's Bob's not far. I think it was Dirt Turd.
Dirt Turd, that's what it was. Yeah, dirt turd on Twitter, right? So you're going by Dirt Turd and then you're out here criticizing others, and you probably think it's funny, but like at the end of the day, I do. I was having a conversation with my friend last night about trolls on Twitter because she like does a travel blog and she's like, I got this troll guy. I'm like, well, just ignore the person, right? What's the big deal? But we started kind of talking about it and you get to the point where like you feel bad. Like Dirt Turd probably doesn't have much going on in his life, right? Like he probably 100%. Doesn't have friends and a lot of family that claim him or anything like that. And so he gets his jollies by, you know, mocking you and other people on social media. Like that makes him feel better. And that's really a pathetic existence, quite honestly, if you ask me. Like you're on social media taking joy and getting your day excited and started the right way by mocking somebody else. I thought it was pretty cool. You had a Colorado hoodie on it. Like, so. I love it. Like, I've told people, man, like, without Deion Sanders involved in college football the way that he is now as the head coach of Colorado,
right.
I don't know that I'm back as a college football fan. Like, Deion got me back to being a college football fan because I was like intrigued and curious as to what was going on. And so you're sitting there playing with Colorado, wearing that Colorado polo and
well, or that's hoodie, what we did.
Right? You wear your team's colors, right? And you got Dirt Turd out there going, I don't understand why you're wearing a Colorado. Well, hey, Dirt Turd, why don't you go find a friend? Okay. find a friend.
Well, Spec set me up for failure because he tweets and says, Coach Prime, AKA Dusty Likens, AKA Paul Skeens, rolling with the Buffs. Dirt. Verified by himself, because that's the way it goes.
Right.
Imagine having a Colorado hoodie with Prime on it. Ultimate, I can't say the word, but it rhymes with ducking.
Right.
And then it says, also looks nothing like skiing. I just responded, the hell did I do to this guy?
Yeah, well, his name is Dirt Turd. You didn't do anything to him. He's done it to himself, my man. Great. He's done it to himself. He's a miserable human. There's no other way to put it.
So I lose. I tie the game 16-16. And then Casey Kurt figures out I can't stop the run, and it's just
run,
quarterback
run,
sneak. I made it to 1:47 left in the game.
Yeah.
So I didn't get skunked. I didn't get completely embarrassed, but I got beat. I played my game. I supported, and then I was out.
And then you were out, and then you bounced. And so
then it just got real nerdy for me. You got guys like cheering like they're like Sean McVay. They needed like sideline guys to pull them back.
Yeah,
but
sure.
No, Mac much better than I was. And the first thing I knew, Mac was so much younger than I was a video game guy. Because right when the game starts, he goes, oh, God. And everyone's like, what? He goes, I wasn't able to get my playbook.
God, did you choose the right playbook? It screwed me
like,
over.
Damn it, man. I really like you, man.
Gaming nerd out there, which is fine, man. To do each their own. You love what you love, right? And that's fine. I have no issue with that. How'd you do? Did you win the whole damn thing or not?
Well, the playbook did affect me. Yeah, I will sure say, did, Dusty, first play of the game, pick 6 in the first game. But I was able to rally the troops, get in the sideline, calm them down.
Rallied the troops.
I like it. 26-21. I think I won the first game. First event for me, meeting the listeners, you know, obviously new guy here. So super cool to meet everyone in person, just say what's up and kind of hear when they listen to us, like Dusty was saying, and what they do. Yeah. A bunch of drivers, Amazon. Yeah. A bunch of Big truck drivers.
Some guy told us he had to take 10 trips off his FedEx truck.
Oh, yeah.
So he could be
good
there
for
yesterday.
Him. Priorities,
like,
man.
Like, hell yeah.
Awesome. What is FedEx doing for you, sick. Man? Right. I mean, I understand they're your employer, but you know what? In this day and age, you got to think of yourself. And so I like the fact that he went out there and did that. That's awesome, man. You know what? Stick it to the man.
Absolutely.
And if I don't get my package today, so what? I can wait another day. It's just a pair of shoes or something like that. It's not a lot of stuff that everybody needs. So I'm glad everybody had a good time yesterday and,
and kind of
did their thing. And so,
yeah, it was great.
Have some fun with NCAA 25, and there you go. And then we move on. Salt Lake City just got the 2034 Olympics like 30 minutes ago. They were just awarded with that in Paris.
That's
so congratulations
sick.
to Salt Lake City. They're all of a sudden becoming a sports hotbed. They got a hockey team. The Utah hockey team is going to be playing there. Hot and now they've got the 2034 Olympics coming your way really, really fast. And so that's the breaking news this morning. We don't get a lot of breaking news in the morning, especially at 6 a.m.
Yeah,
so,
why'd they drop that now?
Well, because they're in Paris, and that's 7 hours difference there. So you add 7 to 6, it's 13. It's 1 o'clock in the afternoon
Paris.
Big announcement before the, you know, Snoop Dogg comes in and lights the flame.
What flame is he lighting?
I don't know. That was the story. Like, Snoop Dogg's carrying the flame. And everybody's like, yeah, he's been doing that for about, 40 years now. Like, what are we talking about here, you know, with Snoop Dogg carrying the flame? But no, he's carrying, like, he's going to be one of the final Olympic torchbearers on Friday that's going to kind of run into La Stadia de Paris and kind of light the flame to get the Olympic Games going. So, that's the breaking news, Dust Man.
Yeah, and then there's also, like, is Paris just great? Like, you'll see this go viral throughout the day because obviously they're so far ahead of us or behind us. But they did the shot of the Eiffel Tower. Have you seen this yet? And they have the Olympic rings, the five, and in the middle of the ring is a full moon.
Oh, I like that. I've not seen that picture.
Sneak.
Oh, that's bad, man. That's awesome. I love that. Yeah.
Let that be the theme picture of the entire Olympics.
No, like, that's pretty cool, right?
Like, I'm sure, and I wondered about this, too. I know we're getting into this, and Friday, we're going to hammer Olympics. So you hate Olympics, which if you do, you're just not American.
Right. Like, I'm excited for the Olympics.
I was talking about the Olympics with my buddy that we played golf with on Monday. I was like, we all enjoy the Olympics, right? And he was like, yeah, I think so. I was like, well, you unify as a nation, and you finally get out of your comfort zone of watching sports. Because, like, we can all agree, around these parts, it's like, give me football, give me baseball, give me basketball.
Right.
Then all of a sudden, you're finding yourself Saturday at, like, 3 o'clock with your family.
Right.
And you're watching sand volleyball because the USA versus, like, Sweden.
Right.
And you're like,
that's
these guys.
Matchup.
You're like, these guys are really good. You're like, they're playing in sand, too.
Right.
I don't know what you've ever done it, but your calves are, like, on fire.
You ever play that sand volleyball down there in, like, Martin City or whatever?
Brutal.
I mean, it's insane, right? Yeah. It's not easy to play in any of that.
Yeah,
so.
they got a good little place out there, too, at, what is it, Station 7. They're good people as well, Martin City.
Mm-hmm.
So like you watch that, you watch like all these different sports, and then all of a sudden you like watch basketball and you think to yourself, okay, kind of like this team. You might not watch the NBA.
Right.
I don't know a liquor thing about curling in the Winter Olympics.
But you watch.
But man, I'm cheering on the United States team scraping the hell out of that ice.
Yeah.
So we can dive into that as opening ceremonies are Friday night, but it is interesting how they announce that today.
Yeah.
So we know where the Olympics are in 10 years.
Right. Yeah, you got to give teams, towns the opportunity to build things and, build stadiums that'll never
be
used again, right?
That's not that far from here.
No, it really isn't,
man. If you wanted to go to the Olympics,
you can go. You can drive to Salt Lake City, just get in the car and go west, and you'll end up there on I-70, right?
I don't know if that's a bucket list item for anybody to, like, maybe see some sort of Olympic event.
You know, is it for you, would you rather do winter or would you rather do the summer Olympics as a bucket list item? I've always liked the events in the winter more. I don't know, I think they seem like cooler, but like I was telling somebody at the J the other day, I said, my kids, doing track in middle school has really got me like kind of hooked on track, right? Like watching the guys run the 100 is unbelievable.
Incredible.
That's like one of the most talented things that you could do is have that speed and run the 100 meter dash. I mean, you go, these people are getting smoked, right? It's unbelievable how fast these dudes are. So like watching that would be pretty cool. But I like curling, I like the ski jumping,
all that kind
of stuff, in the Olympics. Like, I love watching that stuff because there's no way I would even try to do anything like that, let alone even be good at anything like that. So I think for me, it's always been, I've always been kind of fascinated with the Winter Olympics because I love hockey as well. And it was always, when I grew up, it was all about like people telling you stories about that 1980 hockey team. Mm-hmm. And so every 4 years there was Olympic hockey. You thought, oh, they're going to go back to 1980 and beat the Russians and do all this kind of stuff. We never did or anything like that. But you always kind of had that in the back of your mind. Like, could this be the next? And you're rooting for for Team USA. I've always loved the Winter Olympics.
I've always just asked my dad when I was a kid how Russia was so good at the ski and shoot game.
Yeah.
He's like, we'll have that conversation in a little bit. I'm like, okay. I was like, they're really accurate and fast. He's like, yeah. Trust me, if we ever go to the battle with them, we're going to keep it over here.
Got to keep it over there. That's exactly right. So anyway. Yeah,
no,
so
I dig the Olympics. They're fun.
So fun.
It'll be a lot of fun.
I think I'm summer, though. It's close, though. I think I'm summer.
Summer all day.
Summer all day?
Summer all day.
Yeah, the track, like you said. Also, I heard Sha'Carri Richardson. She runs the 100-meter 1 second slower than Usain Bolt did. She's 5'1".
Wow.
6'4" to 5'1".
Wow.
1 second slower.
That's insane. Yeah, that's going to be wild, man. I love the track and field stuff. Not the track stuff. I don't need to see, like, Brutus throwing a discus or something like that.
Yeah,
but,
I'm not an extremist where I have to watch every single sport, but I mean, I watch enough to where I'll watch gymnastics. I'll watch
track,
sand volleyball, golf.
Breakdancing this year.
Right. Yeah, breakdancing's in this year. And I'm telling you what, judo's going to be the star of the show. Somebody else had said that to me the other day, too. I was talking to one of the guys at Jenga's. Yeah, I hear judo's going to be big this year. I'm like, I heard the same thing.
You tighten your black belt, your rug. Like, damn right it is.
Judo's going to be huge, man, because they're going to be fighting underneath that Olympic ring thing at the Eiffel Tower. It's going to be fantastic. Let's go, baby. Let's go.